Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf, your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Hashem B'Yakov Shalom Le'Apas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara on this Daf is busy in explaining how do we connect the Tkufa to the Chayt She'al Levana. How do we make sure that the seasons, which depend on the solar calendar, on the sun, how do they connect to Chayt She'al Levana, to the months of the moon, and to make sure that they come together? And we learned this from two psukim in the pasuk on Amud Aleph is Chag HaOsif Tkufa Sashana. The Osif has to be in the right Tkufa. And the pasuk on Amud Beis, Shomer is Chodesh HaAviv, again, Aviv Shal Tkufa. Reb Tzadik HaKohen, in Pri Tzadik Adar Beis, he brings this Gemara, and he mentions that what we're busy with is to connect the Levana to the Chama, to connect the cycle of the moon to the cycle of the sun. As we know in the pasuk, it says, we try to connect it. And that's the idea of the Hebrew in general. And he goes in his Mahalach to explain it. But in order to explain this more, I want to bring here what my Rebbe, or Moshe Shapir Zatzal, used to say a lot when he spoke about Hebrew Hashana, and really explain the oimik of what Hebrew Hashana is all about. So he used to say like this. The Gemara says, Umas Oilam, referring to Esav, Moinim Lechamo. They count the year based on the solar calendar. But Am Yisrael Moinim LeLevana, they count based on the lunar calendar. What's the oimik, the difference between the count of Am Yisrael and the count of Umas Oilam? So he explained the pshat like this. When you count based on the Chama, the count is a count of a year. When you count based on the sun, there's no divisions to months. The reason why you divide it to 12 months is arbitrary. It doesn't really have any significance every month. Nothing changes from the sun perspective month by month. The Levana on the other hand is a monthly cycle. The Levana doesn't have a cycle of a year. It's every 30 days, it's Mishadish. Just after 12 times, it becomes a year. We call it a year. That's arbitrary as well. You could have connected 15 months to make it a year, but we decided to do it 12 months. So the Chamo is a cycle of a Shana. And the Levana is a cycle of a Chodesh. Shana is Loshon Yoshon, old, or Shena, Loshon sleeping, which means in the sun you see no Chodesh. The sun is going again and again. It's the cycle, but there's no really any change in the sun throughout its cycle. The Levana, on the other hand, starts like a very small thing. You don't really see it. It grows until it gets to the 15th day of the month, and then it starts to shrink until it disappears completely. And then it's reborn again. So by Chodesh, meaning the cycle of the moon, you have what's called a Chidesh, because the Levana mischadeshes, Levana bechidusho. Every month there's a new birth of the Levana. And be'oimek, this is the big chiluk between if you count based on the Chamo or you count based on the Levana. If you count based on the Chamo, what the biggest shayrish akfira of Umas Oilom, as the Ramban explains in the Pasha's Boy, is that the Oilom is Kadmon, meaning the world was never created. Why is this the big kfira? Because if the world was never created, that means there's no boyre, there's no manik, there's no leader. The world is not going from anywhere to anywhere, it's just here. It always was here, it always will be here. That's if you count based on the Chama, look on the sun, the way the sun looks in the Bria, nothing changes. The sun is always there. But the Levana, the oimik of the Levana is, the Levana has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And that reflects the mahalach of the world, that the world itself has a beginning, a middle, and an end. Meaning the world was created, and it has a tachlis, and it's going towards that goal. It's not something that was here the whole time. It's something that was created for a purpose. In other words, yesh manig labria. That's why the cycle of the moon represents Am Yisrael, that they have a din of chiddush. Hem asidim lischadish kemoiso. They believe in chiddush. The whole mahalach of Am Yisrael is the fact that there will be a rebirth. And Umas Oilom, meaning the ones who represent the other side, the kfiro, they want to say, just look at the sun, nothing is changing. In general, Am Yisrael counts the Levana. Levana is hidden. The Levana is in the night. The mahalach of Am Yisrael is hidden in the world, and it's not really seen outside. What is dominant, what the world is running with, is with the Chama, with the sun, with the kfira of Umas Oilom. But the tachlis of this world is Vaya Ora Levona Kore Chama. We want to connect the moon and the sun together. We want to show that Emuna of Chiddush outside in the world, in the outside world, in the surface where everybody sees it. Eventually, umala haaretz de'es Hashem, the whole world will be clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out there, that everything that we see is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all a mahalach of chiddush, there's a boyre and a nivra. And that is the oimek of Ibur Hashanah. Because we could count the moon and be on our own. We would count the moon, it would change, you'll have no shaykhis what goes on with the solar calendar, with the solar cycle. But Am Yisrael is makpid. Am Yisrael has a mitzvah to connect their cycle of the moon to the cycle of the sun. And the oimek hadavar is to bring the world to the tachas of Am Yisrael is that the levana will be karechama, meaning the levana won't be something hidden in the night. But that's going to be the mahalach of the world in general. The nizgale will be mizgale in the world, Shem Hashem. Everybody will be miyachet Shem Hashem together. So that's why we have this mitzvah. That's the idea of Ibur Hashanah. Connect the Levana to the Chama. Don't just count based on the months of Levana, based on the months of the moon. But make sure that you will correspond and you'll be correlated with the Tkufa, with the time that depends on the sun as well. The moon and the sun have to connect together. That's the Oimek of Ibur Hashanah. And this is where we're busy in this daf to come and explain and show where exactly do you need to have a Levana together with a Chama, how the Chodesh HaLevana have to correspond to the tkufos of the chamo. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.